This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 24th. God's word to you today is saved. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 5, 17, and it says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." The truth is that unless you settle it in your heart to deal with the disease and not just the symptoms, you will just keep going round in circles. Yes, God is magnanimous, and he forgives all those who come to him. The Bible says he will in no wise cast out. But he shows us clearly that his heart for mankind from the beginning was salvation and not just forgiveness. And that is why the sacrifices of bulls and goats were never enough. Salvation offers much more than forgiveness. In Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world was laid. Why? So that you and I can be saved. Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27 says, "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations." We need more than a medicine to remove the symptoms. We need the great physician to heal our disease. I know some people cringed when I said our disease. Unto yourself be true. The truth is that those who think their sins are not many are really not aware of their sins. If only we would see ourselves for who we are, we will fall at his feet and cry out for his salvation. God is saying to you and I, the heart of contentment is being secure in God. The heart of contentment is not just about possessions or positions. The heart of contentment is in our satisfaction with God. And when we come to God, we should not just take forgiveness alone. We should also take a heart change. Painkillers will only relieve the headache for a while, but it will resurface. You have to take the medicine to deal with the problem at the root of the headaches. Do not only pray that God will clear the cobwebs. Pray that God will kill the spider. These things have been deliberately simplified so that we get the heart of it. Some of us listening to this today need to cry out to God, not just for forgiveness, but also for salvation. Some others have just been asking for painkillers for fear of the root cause. You need to ask God for a change of heart today. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.